So we started learning last week in Perek Hay. It's called Inyanei Shabbos Kfulin. We saw many things about Shabbos are double. Shnei Kvosim, Yomos Yomos. There seems to be something about partnerships in Shabbos. And we saw the Gemara in Baba Basra called Moshe Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam, and there's a cave of Zachav and a cave of Borom. There's always a thing called Zugoit Zugois. And then we saw that the Shabbos had a problem. Shabbos didn't have a Zug. Every day had a Zug. We'll go into that now. We'll see a Vilna Goyin, yeah, that is mamash absolutely astounding. When you look at the Goyin, it looks pretty ma'abakach, ma nafkamina. You see mamash, you saw this, yeah, how the Goyin looked. An unusual insight into that at Mamash Moiridik. Aval the idea of a Zug, the idea of Zochav and a Kaver is Bula Sugja of Malchus. And that is that the Nakaver brings out to Koyach that which was bepoil by the male. The concept of Zugo is going from Koyach to Poil. Les le migami klum, but it actualizes the Koyach. The moon has no light of its own, but it actualizes the light of the sun. That's one of the examples. There are many, many. We've seen Shabbos. Shabbos is Les Lamigami Klum. The king is Les Lamigami Klum, but he actualizes and activates the whole nation. So we're going to be focusing on that Yosodia, the sugi of Zugois. And we'll see something very amazing here. So on Kuf Tzadik Aleph, he says like this. Vezeo Shomru Shabbos. Kol sheish yosimei ha-maise yesh lehem ben zug. Every day of the week has a zug. Now there's 7 days in the week, so someone's going to be left without a zug, yeah? When there's seven guys in the shir, someone doesn't have a chavrusa, that's a fish taste. So Shabbos had a taina, given it's got a zug, but I don't have a zug. Vayin sham b'midrash, shemashmu ben zuga shel yom rishon hu yom sheini. Mashmu from the midrash, who was the zug of yom rishon? Yom sheini. And Yom Shlishi was Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi. Am the Mashem Agro, watch this going. Am the Shaben Zugo Shol Rishon, who Yom Revi. You know who Yom Rishon Zug was? Yom Revi. Makesha. Shabashneim Meleches Haor. Because on both of them, that's something to do with light. Okay, fine. So the guy is telling you, the guy is telling you, they're similar. Yom Rishon had Moiris and light, Vayio, and Shabbos and Yom Revi has to do with Moiris. So that's why they are more matim for each other. There's Shmuel's just about to pop in. Let's just wait for Shmuel, because if you miss this, you missed everything. This guy from Switzerland comes late.
I have a problem with my PC. It's... I have to restart, so I am on my iPhone.
Oh, no, I was wondering, for you to be late is...
No. I changed the place and suddenly everything was blocked.
Okay. All right, so what you missed is, just to catch up very quickly, because if you miss this, you're not going to get the rest of the shift. And that is that we saw last week that Shabbos comes in pairs. The other thing about Shabbos is Kulos, and we said the opinion of Kulos is Malchus, Zochen a Kaiva, where the one zug is the koyach and the other zug is the poil. Zochen is the koyach, then a Kaiva is the poil. And we said that every day of the week had a zug. And from the midrash, it's mashma that yom rishon a zug shelo ze yom sheini. And shlishi ze revi, chamishi ze shishi, and li zug. Okay. Yeah. Pashtus in the Midrash, and that's how everybody always learns. Okay, but we're going to learn a Vilna Goy now. We're going to learn a Shtikel Grah. That's going to, mamash, take your head off. Watch carefully. The Goyin says that the Zug of Yom Rishon aya Yom Revi. Why? Because they both Isaac in Maleches Haor. Yom Rishon is Vayio. Yom Revi is Moiris. So Yom Rishon and Yom Revi, they have something in common. They both have to do with the light. So therefore, that's their zug. Well, Yom Sheini, Yom Chamishi. Shehem Belechas Harakia. Sheini goes with Chamishi. Why? Belechas Harakia, Poshut. Now, could you not work that out for yourself? It's obvious, right? Not so obvious. V'shel shlishi yom shishi, sheben meleches hayabasha. Shlishi goes with shishi, because that's to do with the yabosho. So what's the going doing here? We'll just have one with two, three with four, five with six. Well, I'll make a bilbul here just because they happen to have something in common. So watch carefully. Vaniru amuvan. So that's the going. Why the going makes that partnership, let's try and understand. The going doesn't explain this, but let's see. Vaniru amuvan. Yom Rishon v'yom Rivi heim zug. Why is Yom Rishon and Yom Rivi a zug? Sheba Yom Rishon nivra hashamayim v'aretz. And Yom Rishon was created Yesh Mi'ayin, the Shemai Varetz. Ube Yom Revi'i Nivru Hama'oires Hamavim Es Kol HaShefim Min HaShemayim El HaAretz. On Yom Revi'i was created all the Ma'oires, all the things that we see flying around in the sky, which bring all the Shef of Shemayim to the Aretz. She'ike Chiyus Ha'oilem Bo Min Hama'oires Ke Yedua. Because all the life force, all the vitality of the world comes via the Ma'iris, as is well known. I didn't know that, but okay, we'll take your word for it. That's as Kiyudur, all the Shefa comes via the Ma'iris. So they're the satellite station that transmits whatever's going on in the Shemaim down to earth. Okay, clear. What do the Ma'iris do? They take the Koyach that's in Shemaim Va'aretz, and they actualize it down here. They, the Koyach, that takes the Koyach and makes it into Poel. What are the Ma'ores that we created on Yom Rivi? What do? What brings light into the world? The Ma'ores. That was created Yom Rivi. What was created Yom Rishon? The potential for that light to come into the world. When does light actually come into the world? Yom Revi. So Yom Rishon is the koyach of light. Yom Revi is the poil. It's the actualization of that light. Nifle v'noire. That's the going. Ben zugar shel yom sheni, yom chamishi. Let's look at the other one, see if it works. Day two and day five go together. On the second day was created the Rakia, whatever that is. There was a Rakia, and then there was a separation of the waters, and as a result of that, we have seas. Day two, you create the potential for a Shemaim and a Yam. And Yom Chamishi, you create the actualization of that. Who needs the Shemaim and the Yam? Shemaim, the birds need, and the Yam, the sea, the fish need. So on Chamishi, you create the fish and the birds. Shal yedei ha'oifes v'hadagim yeshimush maisi l'rakia v'hayam. Now the Rakia and the Yam is being used, l'maisa, not just a potential place. It's now an actualized place. It's being used by the fish and the birds. וביום השלישי נברו היבושה, היינו הארץ, עם הדשא והמלבישו יסוי. On יום שלישי, you create the הארץ, with the desha that you clothe it with. Nice way of putting it, that the growth clothes the land. ובין זוגו יום שישי, שבו נברו החיוס ובעיקר האדם. יום שישי was created the animal land, the animal world, and Be'ika Adam, the Kol Daya Ora, and everything that lives in the earth. Shehem Hamashtamshim Be'eretz Shimush Maisi. That means the Aretz and the Desha that's Malbush Oysoi is potential. If it's just there, it's very nice, but no one's ever going to use it. You build a house, but no one lives in it. It's a local kach. But when someone moves into the house to use it, that's the koyach of the house now being brought into poil. That's clear, you see that? Each one of the days has a zug. What do you need a zug for? You have to have somebody to take the koyach that I have. Yom Rishon has all this koyach of or, but it can't be actualized. All it is potential. So you need a zug to bring that out. and all the other zugot. So we have three zugot where the first one is the koyach and the second one is the bepoel, and that's why the goyin matches them up like that. Nifle v'noir. If that doesn't get you excited and enjoying your that noir dik nifle. You'll learn this goyin, you'll say, manaf kimin, mach pati. The midrash says, yom rishon, yom sheni. The goyin says, no, yom rishon, yom revi. I'm not a shatran, I don't mind who marries who here in this situation. Okay? And well, now we understand Shabbos is taina very well. Now you understand Shabbos is taina. Now you understand Shabbos is taina. She calls her. She says, "May I say if she yearly him ben zug?" Shem Shmuel's really having trouble here today. Oy. You okay there, Reb Shmuel? Okay. Every day has somebody to bring out his potential. Shabbos, which is kolinyoni kedusha, that yom shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Who's his ben zug in the world that's going to bring out all these awesome koiches that Shabbos has? Is kedushas haShabbos el apoel? Who's going to actualize that? Shabbos is saying, it's very nice that I'm this gevaldika day and it's Hashem's day and it's got kedushas Shabbos and it's all these nifledika elyonidika things that we've spoken about. Well, it's always just going to stay in potential, never get actualized because I don't have a zug. I don't have a female dimension. What does that mean? How can Yisrael be the zug of a day? Yom Rishon needs Yom Revi or Yom Shani. So Shabbos is going to be, I'm going to be Shabbos' zug, Ech Zoved. But it's Poshut now. She Yisrael mekablim es kedushas haShabbos, halacha lamaisa, umischabrim al yedei zeh b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's mamash how we started the Sefer. Shabbos is less lemigami klum. But what does it do? It enables me via Shabbos to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is what's Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And who uses that Giloy? Who uses that Giloy? Klal Yisrael. We mechaber ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the Shabbos. Okay, that Nakuda needs a lot of work. I'm not saying not. Any koach likanes lezeh achshav. Well, you have to understand.
For the other days of the week, we have also to make a connection.
Correct. Avada, and it's only through Shabbos.
Yes, this one is special.
Yeah. That's why it's Yom Rishon b'Shabbos. Yom Shein b'Shabbos. Shabbos, you couldn't.
Yeah. Okay.
But on Shabbos, you don't have to make a connection. On Shabbos, the connection gets made for you if you do what you're supposed to do. During the week, it's not lo Yom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sheishes Min Taseh LaMelachtecho. Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos LaShem Elokecho. On Shabbos, you mechaber via the Giloy. During the 6 days of the week, there's no Giloy. During the 6 days of the week, you got to work to connect. On Shabbos connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay.
Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Achinami.
Yeah. Okay.
For sure. No, Shmuel's always bothered by getting something for nothing. Reb Shmuel holds you got to work all the time and you have to be mechubah to Hashem. You're 100% right. It's just different. Yes, there's different aspects of it. Nachinami, 100%. Nachinami. No, it's just a taste. It's just a window into understanding when the goyin's writing what he's writing. There's underlying principles that are being expressed here. And you have to understand what the principle is. Once you understand the principle, it's gavaldi.
Yeah.
People miss that today. People give lovely vote him and share him and Gevaldik, there was a gevaldik vort, you know, but I'm not into vorts. I mean, to understanding reality. What's the principle being taught here? So you learn the goin. Hold here. The goin argues with the midrash. The midrash says 1 and 2, and the goin says 1 and 4. Wow, I wonder what that's about. Well, because the lights are similar to each other. What are you talking about? No, there's a klal here. There's koyach and poil.
Yeah.
And the second zug is bringing out the koyach bepoil. The difficulty that I have, just to put it on the table, and it's only started swirling in my head recently, is that Lamaisa Shabbos is the Malchus here. Shabbos is the one that brings from Koyach to Poel. So who's the koyach here? If I'm the big zug of Shabbos, Shabbos has got a taina. I have this kedusha Shabbos, but we know that Shabbos is the malchus. Shabbos is the less lemigami klum that brings out to from potential to koyach. But that seems the opposite. That seems that Shabbos is the poil.
Yeah.
And sorry, Shabbos is the bekoyach, yeah. And Talit Kol is the bepoil. I'm not sure exactly how we. It seems that Shabbos and Klal Yisrael. So, okay, I don't know. It's not too much of a problem of all that has to be articulated properly. Okay. Now he's gonna touch on this a little bit. It's a good hakdama because he's gonna. We'll see. He's going to touch on the steer a little bit. Let's see how we function with this. Okay. Ksat mesubach. Let's see. V'nei v'chori yesh kan steer. V'nei kol iki yisod haShabbos hu mashehi yom haShvi'i midas haMalchus. Everything we've been taught up to now, and we believe and we understand and we know, is that yom haShvi'i, Shabbos, is midas haMalchus. Haynu habepoil shel kedushas Hashem yisbarach poilo. Shabbos is the bepoil of Hashem yisbarach's koyach in the world, right? Through Shabbos, the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into the world bepoil. Himza Shabbos he atzmo mida mekabeles umoitzi el apoil. Shabbos is what receives and takes something out of the koyach into the poil. Vibnekach nikras Shabbos berevu mekaymus beloshen nekeva. Shabbos is always the female. Like Yom Rishon, Yom Revi, who's the male, who's the female? Yom Revi is the male, Yom Revi is the female. Why? Because it's her, Yom Revi, that's bringing that light in potential into actualization. Same way as the female, the Nekeva takes the koyach of the male that he can do nothing with and creates a child with it. That's always the case. The Zohar is the koyach and the Isha, the Nekeva, not the Isha, the Nekeva is the Bepoil. So Shabbos is always female. She's always the, okay, she's the Malchus. Nimza Shabbos he atzmo midas mekabelas umoitzi is apoil. And we've been a kach nikras the Shabbos berev mekoymus beloshen a keiva. But nikras kala, which is called kala, Hashem shehi ha gilu bepoil shall yichud aboyer. Because she's the gilu bepoil of that seed of a kodesh baruch hu. But I'm in came mechapeset la Hashabbos ben zug. While Shabbos looking for a ben zug. It's asking the question I was dealing with, but slightly from a different aspect. Why is she called? What does she need a ben zug for? Hare ada rabbi, he atzmoi habat zuga shel yichud Hashem yisbarach olam. She's got a zug. She's the bat zug of the yichud Hashem in the world. There's yichud Hashem in the world. Yeah, but it's only potential. Who's megala that? Shabbos. That's what this whole sefer is about. Nachon? What does she need a ben zug for? It's a ben zug. Well, the MSE shishneha inim nechoinim. This is classic. You have to see. It depends how you cut the cake. Sometimes a piece of cake can be this big. Sometimes it's this big. Sometimes it's this big. Depends how far back you step from the system. Sometimes you zone in and you look at one cell in the system. You step back, you see three cells. That one cell is going to look different when it's interacting with three cells when it's on its own. Move on. Okay. So let's have a look and see. I warned you. There's a dvarim lo pashut, but good. Well, the MSE shishneha inim nechoinim. They're both true. V'rak shemitchalfim lekan or lekan. They tend to swap, depending on how you're looking at them. Trying to give an example. Maybe he will. Yeah, let's have a look. Good. Excellent. Perfect example. You know, the dugma aim b'mishpacha. Ike shem aim hi b'pnei shemakabeles mibayla. Let's say you have the nekeva in the home. You have a husband and a wife. She's a nekeva, correct? Why? Because she's makabeles min abal. Valkei nikras nekeva b'kol mokom. That's why the woman is always ban nekeva, because that's what she is. Sharei hi b'bechinas makabel. She's the makabel. He's the giver. She's the makabel. And then she produces what she makabel into actualization. Avanaket ze klapei haben hi kulu mashpia. But now, when we look at her in relationship to the son, step back a little bit. There's a father and a mother. Fine. He's the Zohar, she's in the Kaiva. Now we step back a little bit and we bring Ben into the picture. Okay? Nimtza shelo umas baile hini kras nekeva. Lo umas bono nikra zocho, because she's kulu mashpia on the ben. She's not getting anything from the ben. She's giving to the ben. He's receiving from her. So klape the ben, she's the zocho. He's the nekeva. Klape the husband, he's the zocho and she's the nekeva. You see that? It switches depending on who you're relating to. The yachas of who you're dealing can change the system. That's clear? Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a zocho, we the nekeva. But klape my wife, I'm the zocho and she's the nekeva. Correct? Depends who you're relating to. Okay, so it doesn't always stand still. Therefore, v'ala ava mishpacha amru chazal, shein tluin bo v'hu tloi b'mi sh'ome v'hoyo ha'oilam. That's what the Gemara in Chulin Pei Dalet means. The father is, everyone's tolu on him. And he's tolu on the korban and the bo'ir oilam. So klape the family, he's the zoch and everyone's the nekeva. But he, klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the nekeva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the zoch. Yeah, okay. That's what the Gemara there in Chulin means. Shein tluin bo v'hu tloi b'mi sh'ome v'hoyo ha'oilam. So the pshat is they need him and he needs Hashem. The deeper pshat is his zocha v'nekeva. Haynu sheklape maile nikra nekeva makabeles v'klape ishto yevono zocha mashpia. Okay. V'chein dugma halavona. So let's look at the moon, another example. When you start seeing this, you start looking at the world in a different way. I'm telling you now, you start looking at things differently. Let's look at the moon. Hanikras nekeva bereva makabeles. The moon is generally, we speak about in a female sense, nachon? Is she. Well, that's because she only receives. She receives the light from the sun. What's her real job? It's not to receive the light from the sun and then not do anything with it. She has to take that light and mashpia it into the world. The God has rain. You need that for the plants to grow. There's all sorts of stuff that the light of the moon is necessary for. All the different things that we benefit from the light of the moon. So therefore the moon, klape the sun, is nekeva. Klape me, the moon is zocho, because I'm receiving the light from the moon. So, okay, that's poshut, yeah? Clear, just needs to be reminded sometimes that the system isn't static. It depends what you're relating to. Very important that you sort. Ulechein, shapi biksha shabbos kodesh ben zug. So Shabbos says, now good reason to ask for a zug. The moon is, the Shabbos is the kala klape Hashem. When you look at Shabbos, she's the nekeva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the zocha. And k'mo kol she'eshes yemei ha'maaseh mitzad echad kulam hei mekablim. The truth of the matter is all the 6 days of the week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But well, one is the zocha and Revi is the nekeva. Yeah, but klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is one? The one is the nekeva. Yeah, but you just told me it's the zocher. Yeah, because in relation to Revi, Rishon is the zocher. But klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the days are receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all nekeva. Yeah, you see that? Yom Revi has got something to do with life. No, so klape Yom Revi, where's the light? Who's actualizing the light? Yom Revi is actualizing the light of Yom Rishon. But where did Yom Rishon get that light from? They're all receiving. Then they shine down the brochas lower. Shabbos for sure has a ben zug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She makabels the light of Shabbos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ech tuchel gam hi lashpia loilam shefa brichoseya. But she's able also to bring those brochas and bring them into the world lamaisa. Well, zeh bo atshuva shal yedei am Yisrael. So now how's she going to mashpia that into the world? Yom Rishon gets the ashpo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does he bring that into the world? Via Yom Revi, Shabbos gets all its kedushas as Shabbos from where? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is Yom Shel Hashem. Now, what does she do with it? Good question. What am I going to do with all of this now? Wow, I've got all this kedushas Shabbos. I've got a clue what to do with it. I don't have a ben zug. So Shabbos is the same as all the other 6 days of the week. She gets her koyach from Hashem, and in that aspect, she is zocha, nekeva. Now, what does she do with it? She needs a zug. She finds klal Yisrael, and klal Yisrael klape Shabbos is the nekeva, and Shabbos is the zocha. Well, they bo atshuva, shall yedei am Yisrael. Tuchel Shabbos kodesh lashpir bekoseya shekible milamale halacha lemais. Shabbos can now take all this Birkas Hashem, all this Kedushas HaShabbos, all the awesome milers of Shabbos, and via Klal Yisrael that gets actualized in the world when we keep Shabbos. You don't keep Shabbos. Shabbos is Makor HaBrocha, but you have to connect to it. You have to be in touch with it. You don't keep Shabbos, that you're preventing Shabbos from fulfilling her potential in the world, from bringing the Birkas Hashem into the world. That's the problem with Chil Shabbos. But Michal Shabbos is you're closing the sluice gates. You're preventing the brocha, the kedusha of Shabbos from coming into the world for yourself and for everybody, because we're all in the same boat. And if you're digging a hole under your seat, I'm going to get wet as well. There, some of the yosoidus of what's going on behind us, there's a noyid of a nifla. And if we hadn't learned about Malchus for as long as we did, none of this would make any sense, nachon? Now when we talk about Malchus, we got it. It's posh. How else could you think? When we first started learning it, we were getting a headache, remember?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's one of the nifla. That's going his mamash. Yeah. Nifla. And all he says is Zug Rishon ze chamishi because the oires. You go work out what he means. That's what he means. Okay. Next week, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go a bit further with the Zohar and the Kaveh. We'll probably have to summarize what we did. Yeah, we're going to go slowly, like he said in the beginning of the Sefer. And he says it in Shaarim B'Tfilah as well. Shaarim B'Tfilah is even easier to read. You just go through it very quickly. It's not so hard. He warns you there that this is Geshmak stuff and it's very nice and you want to cover ground and go further. He said you have to learn this very slowly. You've got to understand. So Mitzvah Hashem will summarize this tomorrow. We'll take the next step in Zohar and the Kaveh. It's even more Nifladik. You'll see, Mamash Noir of Ayyad. Is that Hashem? We'll be able to understand it. Have a good Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is not so... We'll meet again.
Yeah.
We'll meet again on Yom Rishon, Bezrat Hashem.
Okay, thank you. Very interesting. Thank you.